Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
James Pendergraf is scheduled for a criminal trial in South Carolina. This brutal butcher, this abortionist, has a long history of tragic consequences to children and families, particularly mothers. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Holly, this man, James Pendergraf IV, he's scheduled now for later in the fall to go on trial in criminal court in Spartanburg following his arrest in 2015 during a routine traffic stop. He was stopped. They found that there were illegal drugs that he had in his possession. He was not authorized to have those illegal narcotics that included LSD and drugs used to sedate women for abortions. They also found surgical implements in his vehicle that were covered in blood and human tissue from abortions that he had illegally performed without a license throughout the state of South Carolina. And he also has other abortion clinics throughout Florida. We'll talk about that. And Florida is looking to stop him from practicing abortions and revoke his facility licenses in his several abortion clinics throughout Florida. But this is a real tragedy. This is the face, unfortunately, of abortion, Holly.
You know, it's so hard for me to understand. I mean, this man has children himself, but yet he freely kills preborn children. And he was found with his murder weapon, so to speak, in his car. And now they've extended his trial until November. I'm like, why is it taking so long to bring someone like this to justice? I mean, he must be stopped now. I mean, he's doing this illegally now, but regardless, he needs to be stopped now.
Well, Matt, this guy, Pendergraf, was previously convicted of extortion and conspiracy. He spent time in a federal prison regarding his abortion clinic in Ocala. We actually represented Ed Martin in that case because Pendergraf wanted to sue him. Pendergraf wanted to stop any pro-lifers from protesting or picketing or giving information outside of his abortion clinic that he tried to open up. And as a result of that particular case, he was found guilty of conspiracy and extortion and was sent to federal prison. And he served time in Georgia. This individual also has a notorious history in Central Florida. And I have a history with him in his abortion clinic on our website, in fact, our press release. You'll see a little picture of baby Rowan, 21, 22-week-old baby who was born alive in his abortion clinic in Orlando.
And this is what they did with
Angel, the mother.
Yeah.
She was talked into coming to Florida to get a late-term abortion. She was not from Florida, knew that Pendergraf's clinic did these late-term abortions. She comes in, a friend of hers brings her to the clinic. They give her the drugs that would start to do the dilation and induce abortion. She goes home. There's, of course, no doctors there. It's just people. Comes back the next day, begins to have contractions early, and they won't help her. There's no doctor there. They had just done these medications, but they did not put in the high concentrate of saline solution. They did not inject it into her uterus, into the womb. And so the baby was not scalded to death by this high saline concentration, which is what they wanted to do, scald him to death, kill the baby in the womb, and expel the baby. This was a 21, 22-week-old baby. So this baby was born alive when she went into the restroom. She was sitting on the commode and literally gave birth to this baby who fell into the toilet, still attached with the umbilical cord. She began screaming. She asked for help. The baby was grasping for air. Baby could have been kept alive. The baby was alive. 911 was called because this woman, Angel, called her friend who dropped her off at the clinic. She called 911. We have the 911 recording. The ambulance came, the paramedics. They came to the place, but workers from the clinic went out to meet them and say, oh, never mind, it's all under control, just a woman who was hysterical. And the paramedics never came into the clinic. Baby Rowan died.
They told her to leave the baby in the toilet.
Yeah, and So there's a picture of me holding Baby Rowan's hand between my thumb and index finger, and then with my index finger pointing to Baby Rowan. And that picture was taken when I, at the consent of the mother, went down to the local morgue, and they pulled out the little baby.
Mm.
The little baby was in a shoebox, and the person who was at the morgue put the baby down on the table, and that's Baby Rowan you're going to see in this press release. This, unfortunately, my friends, is the face of abortion.
Mm. Yeah, tragically, this is, you know, this guy, what a piece of work.
Wow.
But people like Pentagraph and Kermit Gosnell, you'll recall, in Philadelphia, these abortion clinics, these abortionists are not the exception to the rule. They are the rule. And that's why Planned Parenthood and other organizations fight so hard to keep common sense safety regulations and regulations relative to keeping the clinic sanitary. And they fight, they actually fight against those. And abortion, for some reason, is in its, a category of its own because it's the sacred cow of the liberal left.
Mm.
And they feel like they don't need to adhere to all of the standard minimal safety regulations that everybody else does. And so you have people like Pendergraf engaging in these criminal activities. And as we know, Planned Parenthood caught red-handed by David DeLayden and Susan Merritt and the Center for Medical Progress committing criminal acts themselves. So abortion is a multi-billion dollar criminal industry.
Yeah, and we do need to pray that, you know, they don't extend his trial any longer, because if he is convicted, which we pray he is, he will lose his Florida medical license. And so that would have a great impact on these centers here.
And he has four abortion clinics in Florida, Orlando, two in Orlando, the Epoch Clinic, the Orlando Women's Center, one in Fort Lauderdale, and Ocala Women's Center. That facility closed in 2015. Of course, as we mentioned, we represented Ed Martin in that case, and it was from that case that he ultimately was convicted of conspiracy and extortion and spent time in federal prison. That clinic then closed after that situation. But I encourage you, I know it's not a pleasant look, it's a fully intact baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's not ripped up. It's not
perfect.
It's a perfect baby. 22 weeks. You'll see my thumb. That's my thumb and my index finger holding Baby Rowan's hand. And if you look closely at that photograph, you'll see fingernails.
Yes.
On Baby Rowan's hand.
Perfectly
long
formed.
Enough that you would even be able to clip them.
Yes.
And he's only 21, 22 weeks old.
And many babies this age survive when they
are born. Oh, yeah.
There's
survived
no question.
At that
he
age.
Was perfectly normal.
Yeah.
Premature, but a perfectly otherwise healthy child, fully intact, fully human, and fully murdered with an attempted cover-up afterward.
Yeah, Baby Rowan would be in school celebrating birthdays, but Angel was given a lie from someone who gave her this counsel. And, you know, she went through a lot of trauma because, you know, you're in a situation where you think this is the only way out, and then you see what you just did, and you're holding this little baby, your flesh and blood, in your hands, and it breathes its last breath, and no one will help you. It's obviously a trauma, so I know she has sought forgiveness from the Lord on this, but there's a lot of women like Angel and others that are carrying this kind of guilt around because they have believed that this is the only way out, unfortunately. And what they have done is they have killed their child, maybe their only child. In this case, this wasn't her only child. This was a subsequent child. But it was a beautiful child. I encourage you to go there and look at this, because this is what's happening, my friends, under the idea of choice.
Every
this
day.
This is when the Supreme Court gets so far off the beaten path. This is not the rule of law. This is the implementation of men and women who have violated the Constitution and natural law and individual human rights. This is a human being created in the image of God that's infused with all the dignity that you and I are infused with by virtue of our Creator. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and you can look for the press release, or you can just go down to the very bottom and it talks about abortion. Click on that. You'll ultimately get to these photographs, this history of Baby Rowan. We need to pray for forgiveness, and we need to pray and work to restore a culture of life so that the womb becomes a safe place again for all of God's created little ones. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.